Disaster Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The whistleblower who expressed concern about President Trump's call with Ukraine's president requesting that Joe Biden be investigated is offering to testify in writing. President Trump says reporters would be doing a public service by identifying the whistleblower.
He was like a big anti-Trump person.
The president claims on Twitter, meantime, that Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff will alter transcripts of closed-door interviews set for release soon. California Democrat Jackie Speier serves on that committee and says,
I think you're going to see all of the transcripts that are going to be released probably within the next 5 days. I don't know if they're all going to be released on the same day, but they're going to be very telling to the American people.
She was on Face the Nation on CBS. The wildfires burning in California over the last few weeks are, for the most part, now under control. Warm, dry weather this week means the wildfire risk is not over. America's listening to Fox News.
It stinks each year when they change the time. It's dark out here and I have to drive. Look up and see the moon and stars while driving home from work in my car. It starts getting late a bit after four. Sun's going south, leaving the north. I get off work and walk out the door. I can't see sunlight anymore. Man, I really hate having shorter winter days. Why does the sun go away? Yeah. Dark on the highway, cause of the time change back in our. Was light last Friday, but then the time change back in our.
Feels wrong for some reason.
Not anymore, now that I fixed the clock.
Yeah, you fixed that clock. I had to fix this one in front of me here, too.
Jay's annual struggle is over.
There's two more in my office you can fix, Jay.
I realized I should have changed out the batteries when I had it down. You know,
that's a good point.
Every time the time changes, change out the batteries of the clock.
Battery day is December 22nd, so
is that right?
Then. Yes.
Why is that?
Why is battery day December 22nd?
Why is that?
If you arbitrarily make that up. I don't know where that comes from.
Oh, is that when Santa changes Rudolph's nose battery?
I have these things memorized. Four times this morning. 7:04.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
All right, so we have a warming trend underway over the next few days. There's some cloudiness that we're going to be dealing with at times. A lot of clouds today, tonight, and tomorrow, but we should be dry. A little disturbance brushing by the Gulf Coast. Otherwise, look for a day where the temperature will reach the upper 60s. That's pretty comfortable. Not as cool tonight, overnight low 50. Tomorrow, we're in the low 70s. That's nice. More clouds than sun tomorrow. And then my pick of the litter day is Wednesday. Mid-70s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday, but Wednesday is just absolutely gorgeous. This week's big event, another cold front with rain coming in Thursday night in through the overnight hours and Friday morning before a huge temperature plunge, which sets the stage for yet another rather cool weekend, very reminiscent of the one we just had. Right now, a few high clouds around. Temperature is 49 at 7:05. Hopefully, everything's going smoothly this morning. All the appliances are working. There's no plumbing issues. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. We all know that. And we also, by now you know that when there is a plumbing issue, you can call Plumbing by LukeWire because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So you don't have to call during regular business hours, quote unquote. Their regular business hours are all the time. All right. So that's why people keep relying on them and have for over two decades now. Get the whole house plumbing inspection where they inspect your whole house inside and out, up and down, and check all the plumbing and see if there's a problem that is lurking that you don't know about. It's great peace of mind, because then when you go on the road, you know that there's not going to be some surprise waiting for you when you get home. Give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Not one, but two convoluted intros to random facts today. Whoop-de-doo, huh? Gosh, if you really want to feel like crap today, go and read all the nice things people are saying to Rich on my page for Rich Thomas Day, which was Saturday. Oh,
my 42nd anniversary of broadcasting.
I feel so inadequate. Look at the love. And
oh, my gosh.
Emojis.
It is amazing. I was surprised.
I see the word icon here a lot. In a lot of these, you know, good wishes to you. I agree. I'm just
thrilled. I was went to downtown Montgomery and went to several new establishments that keep popping up that I didn't know about, and heard some really nice things too.
With a pop up here and a pop up there. There's a Rich. I'm in a musical mood this morning. I don't know why. Let's see how the roads are doing at 7:07. If the time change is affecting our driving skills.
This morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Highway 231 out of Wetumpka spilling a lot of cars onto Congressman Dickinson and the Northeast Boulevard. Also, the Atlanta Highway is concentrated with vehicles all the way down to Madison and into downtown. The Boulevard getting busy, as well as I-65 and 85, especially through the interchange, but we have no accidents to report at this time. Remember, the school zones are in effect. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Welcome back.
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
We're back at it Monday morning.
What a day this is. Special day.
It's National Candy Day.
Yeah, I got a sweet tooth.
I got a sweet tooth.
This show is perfect.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Because it's so sweet.
This show will rot your teeth, you know.
Not to mention your mind.
Happy National Candy Day.
All right, Dimwits. The show. It's showtime.
I don't have a sweet tooth. I have a sweet tusk. Oh, speaking of tusk, animal stories later this hour featuring a loose library bird, a great horny horned owl.
horny owl. Boy, those horny owls.
And a bear in the news, and a football player who got all the PETA upset. Well. So we have that, and I mentioned bonus convoluted intros to random facts today. You know, the real time change occurred a week ago Friday because Lewis Lawn, they set the clocks back an hour a week before everybody else. Their fall and winter hours are 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. But that does not mean you can't stop by and take advantage of end-of-the-year pricing on, well, they have tractor mowers now. This year, it's been a great year over there. They expanded their showroom capacity. Now they can do something they always wanted to do in the past, and that's carry the tractor-style mowers for their customers, in addition to the zero-turn X-Marks and Echos and the Toro. Toro makes a great mower. I've bought two at Lewis Lawn. They're both still running. One of them will be turning 12 next year. That's pretty amazing. Of course, you can keep your products lasting longer with regular service. When you buy from Lewis Lawn, you bring it back there for maintenance or repairs. Your warranty card actually means something when you walk out the door. They carry everything else you need. Like yesterday, we were out with the clippers doing the hedges. The steel blower comes in very handy in blowing that debris into a pile. And I've had that, I think, 7 or 8 years, and it still works. I've never even had to get it tuned up. It's just an incredible machine. I think it costs like $149, and you divide that by, that's $20 a year for a blower that you use year-round. Keeps your patios and sidewalks and decks, everything is nice and clean and easy with a steel blower. The Shindawa product line as well. Lewis Lawn's at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn. Random facts next at that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A reputable search and recovery organization has been brought in to help with the case of Anaya Blanchard. Auburn police believe the 19-year-old is a victim of foul play. The reward for information leading to an arrest is now up to $110,000. Longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, which includes parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. And State Representative Chris England was elected chair of the Alabama Democratic Party Saturday. This came after the party's governing body voted to remove Chair Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. In a statement after the vote, Worley said she was reelected in 2018 and she plans to continue leading the party. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following broadcast is brought to you live.
Get up, okay?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon.
So nice of you to grace us with your presence.
You seem happy this morning.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
Monday.
Do we have a state-of-the-art broadcasting facility?
I know what you're thinking, and the answer is yes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's
go.
Let's start the show.
I don't work Mondays.
Everybody on their feet.
It's showtime.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On November 4th, 1969, the world welcomed little baby Sean Combs.
Congratulations, it's a bad boy. What will you name him?
Sean John. Or Puff Daddy, or P. Diddy, or Puffy, or Diddy, or Puff, or Dirty Diddy Money. Yeah, that guy. A star is born.
And now, J. Scott, did he or did he not get ready for
random?
Random.
you know Diddy's dad's name, right? Dua.
Diddy Dua.
Rich Thomas, everybody. Well,
you're brilliant.
You are, Rich.
Did you know during a visit to Japan. In 1932, Charlie Chaplin was nearly assassinated in an ultra-nationalist coup d'etat. While the prime minister was assassinated in his residence, Chaplin likely survived because he was watching a sumo wrestling match with the prime minister's son. The plan originally had included killing Charlie Chaplin, who had arrived in Japan on May 14, 1932, at a reception for Chaplin planned by the prime minister. Their hope was that his murder would facilitate a war with the United States.
This is in
1932.
Oh, 32. Yeah.
Yes.
How about that?
Wow.
So yeah. This war was simmering for a long time.
Yep. Did you know that there was a researcher who spent her career studying what differentiates successful from unsuccessful people? She found grit, which she defines as passion and perseverance for long-term goals, to be the main determinant of success. At least as good as your IQ or your socioeconomic status.
Interesting.
At predicting life outcomes. It's your grit, your ability to just keep doing what you're doing and go further.
Couldn't you interchangeably use ambition, too?
I mean, yeah, you could put that there, I would think. I mean, that sounds... Her definition of grit, passion, and perseverance for long-term goals, ambition would also work there.
I'm grit, plus I shower with lava soap, which is made from pumice.
Pumice. I remember that. I do remember those commercials. Yeah, pumice. I
haven't had grits in a while.
They basically inferred, hey, you really want to get clean, then wipe yourself down with a volcanic...
Right.
Bar of soap. Yeah.
Honey, what's the one with pumice?
Is that the one that has the grainy stuff in it? The grit?
Yeah.
Yeah, grit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know during the 1918 flu pandemic, the governor of American Samoa, his name is John Martin Poyer, he quarantined the entire territory, and American Samoa was one of the few places in the world to not suffer any flu deaths at all.
If you, I know this sounds weird, but I know there's other people that do it too. I sometimes will stop at a random cemetery because they all tell stories. No, I mean, the one in Union Springs, I remember.
They do.
And if you, most of them that have been around a while will show an inordinate number of tombstones with 1918 as the year of death.
Because of the flu, yeah. Yeah. The 1918 influenza pandemic, known as the Spanish flu. The first, let's see, how many? It infected 500 million people around the world. Probably 50 million and possibly as high as 100 million died, making one of the deadliest epidemics in human history.
Coming to mind is Charleston. Check out some of the cemeteries in Charleston and look at some of the dates.
Yeah.
It tells a lot of stories.
Yeah. Did you know of the Yellow Fleet?
Yellow Fleet?
The Yellow Fleet were 15 ships that were stuck in the Suez Canal for 8 years from 1967 to 1975, owing the dispute between Egypt and Israel. In that time, the crews of these 15 ships formed a mutual aid association, a yachting club, and a postal service. They even had their own Olympics.
Wow.
Because they were stuck there for 8 years. Did you know J. Edgar Hoover recommended that Albert Einstein be kept out of America by the Alien Exclusion Act? Now, he was overruled by the United States State Department. But the FBI spied on Einstein for 22 years and kept a dossier with 1,400-plus pages on him.
Jeez, you know, with all of that, it was Einstein in a letter to FDR...
who expressed his first concerns about...
The
power.
Inevitability of atomic warfare and urged FDR to get on it before Germany did.
Right.
And that was an act of patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there has been a boat or a barge, something like that, trapped in the rapids above Niagara Falls?
This was on the news this morning.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh.
They're talking about it this morning, today.
I had no idea. It's been there for over 100 years.
Yes. And I don't know why it was on the news today. Something's going on with that boat now. So we need to find that out.
Free boat. You pick it up. Yeah, it does look like a barge. That is stuck there. All right. Coming up on Random Facts, give you a little tease of what's to come. We're going to talk about a Tennessee politician named Byron Anthony, although he changed his name, and we'll talk about that. Wizard of Oz. It's getting to be that time to start watching Wizard of Oz. I think they used to air it every Thanksgiving, and so that's coming up. Also have a random fact about the first camera phone. We have a death random fact.
Oh,
no. Always include those. And we'll also talk about horsepower, all ahead on Random Facts coming up.
I'm looking at horsepower right now at adamsmotorsports.com. At the Mule from Kawasaki. Look at that. That is a rugged machine, but when you get up and close...
That's cool looking.
It's got a lot of grit.
It's cool. It's great.
It's got a lot of grit. It goes over pumice like nothing else.
I was going to say the next thing. Pumice.
But from the outside, I've mentioned this many times, these vehicles look so military level rugged, but in the cockpit, they have engineered luxury. They're no longer roughing it. In other words, they can take you wherever you want to go. The 2019 Kawasaki Mule SX is a big seller. So is the 2020 Ranger Crew XP 1000. And so are the products from Polaris. Amazing vehicles available at super low interest rates because the manufacturers put their money behind their products at Adams Motorsports. Now, if you go there today, you're going to find that they're closed. Because Terry gives the team Mondays off so they go out and enjoy these products. That's what they do. That's their life at Adams Motorsports. But open Tuesday through Saturday and still time to get in on the Adams Motorsports Christmas layaway program where you buy it, put it away. They store it for you with a big red bow and you get it ready and pick up in time for a big Christmas that will be memorable for the whole family. They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. And again, open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 at AdamsMotorsports.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We definitely have a rush into work going on right now. Here are the busiest areas. Highway 231 at the Northeast Boulevard. We're seeing more cars on 31 from Prattville. Taylor Road is busy, as well as Atlanta Highway, the Madison into downtown, Troy Highway and the Boulevard. And don't forget, the school zones are in effect for a little while longer. Buckle up, drive carefully. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Hourglass Optical. It's fashion. Cato Fashion, T-Mobile, and more. Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and it couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corksicle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. I want to thank you for your recent help with Catch Me in Pink. Dixie donated thousands of dollars to the Georgia Life Foundation. Visit calldixie.com for more.
Call Dixie. 5033.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Cartridge World on Atlanta Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time, 'cause it's dark out when I drive, when I get off work just after 5. Yeah, I really hate driving in the moonlight. It feels like such a longer night with no sun up in the skies. They made an earlier sunrise. Man, I really hate driving in the moonlight.
Driving in the moonlight, 'cause the ended daylight savings time. And now I feel an hour behind as I'm out here driving in the moonlight.
And now,
Jay Scott is the king who harvests part two of
Random Facts.
That song was from Harvest.
King Harvest.
King Harvest.
See what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
So thanks to listener Kathy T, who sent me a message about why that barge in Niagara Falls was on the news. Is because it got dislodged by a storm. Some winds came up. There was a big windstorm the last Thursday, not this previous Thursday, but a week before. And that shifted the barge. Apparently, it is settled again, and it is not in immediate danger of going over. However, staff are monitoring the situation, will issue updates if needed. They are also photographing the change and constantly watching the boat via security camera. If it does seem like the scow will go over the falls, they said authorities will be notified so that precautions for tourism can be taken. They're going to let it go over the falls.
Well, I'm wondering if it's the American Falls or the more...
Which side it's on?
It'll be going from American to Canadian.
Okay, yeah, but Canadian. But the Canadian Falls are the beautiful ones, right?
I mean, yes.
Yeah, the American Falls are rocky.
The barge is on the Canadian side.
Oh, the Canadian side.
Yeah.
It's going to be going from Canada to us.
To the
another illegal
United States
entrant.
Yeah.
did you ever hear of Tennessee politician Byron Anthony?
Can't say that I have.
Well, Byron Anthony, actually his name was Byron Anthony Looper. Maybe that helps. Because in 1998, in order to advance his political career, he legally changed his middle name from Byron Anthony Looper to Byron Low Tax Looper. He then murdered his election opponent and was given a life sentence in prison.
Wow.
Byron Low Tax Looper.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
What year was that?
This was in 1998.
How did I miss that?
Yeah.
I was busy in 98.
He died in the Morgan County Correctional Complex in June of 2013. But yeah, a politician out of Tennessee. Did you know that the slippers that Dorothy wore in the Wizard of Oz book are not red?
It was green, right? But the producers of the movie thought that red was going to be more appealing with color television and with color movie technology.
In the book, they were silver.
Silver? Okay.
But they were changed to red for the movie to contrast better with the yellow brick road.
Brand new color technology. Mm-hmm.
That was a good idea.
Yeah.
And that scene, and you'll see it, but the scene where she walks out of her house into... into Oz.
Mm-hmm.
That is a double. That is a stand-in. Because you don't see the front of her. It's the back of her. You see the back of Dorothy because she is wearing the color she's supposed to be wearing, which is the sepia tone.
Yes.
And so when she opens the door, all of that's painted. And then you follow through, and as she steps into frame, it's actually Judy Garland that steps in. But it's a double that is behind because it's all done in one take.
Wow.
They go from the inside of the house out into Oz in one take.
See, that's the great thing about movies from that era and how clever they got with the technology available.
Yeah.
I mean, CGI is amazing. I do enjoy it, but it's more fun to wonder, how did they do that?
One of the great stunts of all time was the tornado in that movie.
Yeah.
Of all time.
It still looks like one of the more authentic tornadoes you'll ever see in a movie. Yes. Better than the ones in Twister.
That's true.
That was a pantyhose filled with dirt.
There's another cow. No, I think that's the same cow. I love that line. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is a good line. That's a good line.
Did you know the first camera phone was sold 20 years ago? The Kyocera, which I forgot about Kyocera.
Yeah, I remember that brand.
Yeah, the Kyocera VP210 was released in 1999. The phone had a 0.11 megapixel camera. 0.11 megapixel camera. That's not even a... You can't even call it a megapixel. It's like 0.11 mini pixel or something. Could take up to 20 pictures before the onboard storage was full.
Yeah. not good, but moving in the right direction, huh?
Oh, yeah. Did you know that there is no such thing as dying of old age? Now, you can say that there is.
I thought
you know,
it was the number one killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say there is, but technically...
You die of...
There is no death certificate that exists anywhere that says died of old age.
Right.
Natural causes.
Yeah.
Like old age.
Let's eliminate natural causes in our lifetime.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Give generously.
And finally, did you know the maximum horsepower of one horse?
One horse?
No, the maximum horsepower of one horse is 15 horsepower.
I did not know that. I never even thought to think about that.
Horsepower is not based on horses you commonly see. It is based on a mining pony.
But that's what makes you the king who harvests these.
That was so good.
So those are all of your random facts.
Squeal like a horse.
You'll be getting a message soon. 7:31. I don't know if you caught the stock market on Friday, but
it was a huge day,
and there's no reason to think that today won't be a good one too, but whatever happens, because the market tends to be reactionary, Brett McDonald breaks it all down for us at 5:10 this afternoon. I love this. Last night, I got a Facebook message from a guy. He says, I need the contact info for that man you have who talks about the money. And we mentioned Brand's on with us daily. Talk about him every day. But when you need somebody, we've had calls from people, I just inherited a little money, I don't want to do anything stupid with it. Who's that guy? Well, when you need him, his name is Brett McDonald, and I'm happy to send you the number, 387-0094, for McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz, based on random facts with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a researcher who spent her career studying the difference between successful and unsuccessful people, and it came down to one thing, which was grit. What's the name of the soap that has pumice?
272-9228.
You got true grit, man.
Let's have a call. First person with the correct answer wins a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. 272-9228.
He got me there.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this morning on I-65 southbound out of Prattville, especially right around 143 where the folks from Millbrook jump on. No accidents on 85 or 65 so far this morning. We're busy at Taylor Road, also Atlanta Highway into Madison downtown. 231 at the Northeastern Boulevard. Congressman Dickinson and Federal very busy. We're looking pretty good. Troy Highway in the Eastern Boulevard. 331 and Norman Bridge into downtown. Drive carefully this morning. We have no accidents to tell you about anywhere at this time. When you are in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, Christy is the first one in on today's $10 Food Outlet Pop.
Hi, Christy.
Quiz question.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
Can you name that soap?
It's got the true grit.
Lava.
That's it. It's got gritty pumice.
Yeah. Have you ever used lava soap?
I actually have.
Does it make you feel clean? You know, if you don't rinse thoroughly after a healthy shower with lava soap, you feel like you just rolled in the sand.
It's not a gentle...
Yeah, that's a wonderful feeling.
It's it's not a gentle soap, but if you have like...
No, it's not.
If you have like oil...
It'll do the trick.
Yeah, if you got petroleum on you or something...
That's right. Messy,
right. Exactly.
Petroleum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
And my last name's with a B, not a C.
It's a B. It's Christy B.
Oh. Those kind of errors are not the responsibility of the announcer.
That's right.
Or Blue Water Broadcasting.
We have to blame the guy that takes the call.
Neither is apparently checking his Facebook page for the scores on the Duncan & Son Predictathon. Even though it's his own Facebook page.
That's funny.
I'm sorry, Christy. I always have to ask.
I love listening to you guys every morning.
And we appreciate it. Thank you very much. You got grit.
By the way, successful radio, Wesson Allity's delegate. I'm just saying. Good morning to Papa John.
Hey.
Good morning, Greg and others.
Hi, and others.
Hey, has anybody come to see your magnificent house that Eddie Bader's marketing for you?
No, not yet. We had a couple of drive-bys, but it's one of those things where I think it was explained to me it's going to take a special individual or a special situation for somebody to jump into this because it is a different lifestyle than most people have.
I know.
And we've had so much fun out here for the last 12 years. We've almost every Thanksgiving, our children have bought their camping gear and camped in the back pasture, and we've had a big bonfire and that kind of stuff. It's just been great. Oh. We got the horseshoe half horseshoe tournaments until, you know, after midnight and the whole nine yards. It's one of those things. It's been a lot of fun, but I really, although I hate to leave the area because I'll have to stream y'all to be able to hear, I really want to get back down to the Gulf Coast so I can be close to my smallest grandchildren.
Yeah, well, that's really, and you can hear us anywhere. You could hear us in Timbuktu.
I may move to Timbuktu just for that reason.
Hey, Papa John, how long of a drive from your place to the city? I'm just curious.
Well, to the Eastern Boulevard intersection of Atlanta Highway and the Eastern Boulevard, it's about 20 minutes.
Okay. Because...
yeah, it's not a long drive, unless you get a lot of traffic built up. And, of course, depending on the time of the day you go that direction, it can be longer, but it's not a long drive.
It's a beautiful spot. I got to visit it about 10 years ago, and it was just incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Just what I thought I'd ask, and I'll give Eddie Bader's number out.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
It really is an amazing place. 3220662 if you want to talk to Eddie Bader about the Papa John place.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Not quite as chilly this morning. You still need a jacket early this morning, but we got a warming trend underway. There'll be some clouds, a lot of clouds later on today and tonight and part of the day tomorrow, as a little disturbance just brushes by the Gulf Coast. No rain associated with it, but yeah, so warming trend, upper 60s today. Near 50 for a low tonight, not as cool. And how about low 70s tomorrow? How about yes? And then looking ahead, I think the sun is out Wednesday. I call it my pick of the litter day, best day of the week, mid-70s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday, too. I think we're dry for the most part during the day, but more rain coming in Thursday night. The big event of the week is much like the end of last week, with a strong cold front that first brings rain, and then the temperature drops like a rock behind it during the day on Friday. And then that sets the stage for a chilly but great football weekend. You know, there'll be a lot of TV trucks in Alabama this weekend for a football game. And then right now this morning we have some high clouds. It's 49 degrees at 7:38.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Final stories coming up.
Truth or baloney?
A little bit later, but right now, Jay Scott.
Hello, everybody. I want to talk to you about Milberg Family Chiropractic and Dr. Jeff Passley. He is... he's been doing this for a while. He started in 2005, went out on his own in 2006. So he's got the experience for you. And he also offers what's called a no-cost consultant. He will, or consult. You can go. It's not really an exam, but it is brief, and you can do that at no cost. Maybe you're looking for a second opinion about something. Well, he's good for that as well. And he also gives you a free imaging review. Also, and you don't even need to bring your images over to him. If you've got your x-rays or stuff like that, it'll be quick. He has access to the Baptist Imaging Data Center, that sort of thing. He has access to that and can pull it up right there at his office to see your x-rays and your files and everything else that he needs to see if you want him to take a look at you. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, you can go to millbrookchiropractor.com and find out all the information you need to know as far as their location and their hours. You want to fill out, if you're going to be a new patient, you can fill out all your forms right there online and get it taken care of. Now, for today, they're open from 7 to noon and then again from 2 until 6, located, of course, in Millbrook. It's Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Jay. It's 7:40, Fox Business.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
McDonald's has fired its CEO, Steve Easterbrook, citing a consensual employee relationship that violated company policy. The company cited Easterbrook's poor judgment. In a statement, he agreed with the board that it's time for him to move on and asked to maintain his privacy. Another company executive will replace him as CEO and president. Sportswear and shoe company Under Armour is being investigated by the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The criminal probe is looking into the company's accounting. Under Armour tells the Wall Street Journal it's been the subject of requests for information since 2000. 2017. It's been cooperating, though it firmly believes its accounting practices and disclosures were appropriate. Under Armour's recent quarter was stronger than expected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, which includes parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. A reputable search and recovery organization has been brought in to help with the case of Anaya Blanchard. Auburn police believe the 19-year-old is a victim of foul play. The reward for information leading to an arrest is now up to $110,000. And State Representative Chris England was elected chair of the Alabama Democratic Party Saturday. This came after the party's governing body voted to remove former chair Nancy Worley and vice chair Randy Kelly. In a statement after the vote, Worley said she was reelected in 2018 and she plans to continue leading the party. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard in Montgomery or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes. Don't miss our huge equipment sales event on November 14th at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama.
Fox Tomorrow. Don't miss an unforgettable night of drama. On The Resident, a medical breakthrough causes deadly complications.
This is a radical surgery that might paralyze or kill him.
I have a pretty firm grasp on what I can and cannot handle.
Then, it's the question everyone's asking. Who kills Lucius?
They say before you die, your whole life flashes in front of you.
Empire, the final season continues right after The Resident. Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is sponsored by What's Up With That?
What's Up With That?
You ever notice girls will go back to the guy that did a number on her 1,000 times, but won't go back to the lady at the nail salon that messed up her manicure just once? What's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with traffic? Animal stories next.
This This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this morning on I-65 southbound out of Prattville, especially right around 143 where the folks from Millbrook jump on. No accidents on 85 or 65 so far this morning. We're busy at Taylor Road, also Atlanta Highway into Madison downtown. 231 at the Northeastern Boulevard. Congressman Dickinson and Federal very busy. We're looking pretty good. Troy Highway in the Eastern Boulevard. 331 and Norman Bridge into downtown. Drive carefully this morning. We have no accidents to tell you about anywhere at this time. When you are in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Simba. At 7:47 on a beautiful, crisp Monday, it's time for Animal Stories. Wolfman, take us to the vocal. Pretty good time, huh?
That was really getting better.
Our first story, yes?
He's getting better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He went to the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting at 6:30 every morning. All right, we start with the bear story, a real bear. Jason Momoa had to fight a bear for his Apple TV show, C. And even though you can do anything with CGI, the people with nothing better to do, the PWMBTs, are outraged they used a real bear. Now, before he could wrestle with the real bear, it had to get his scent. So he fed it a cookie from his own mouth. I don't recommend that.
See, I never do that with bears.
He put the video on Instagram, and then comes PETA. They're upset that the show is using a real bear instead of a computer-animated one.
Wouldn't it be PETA?
They said Momoa apparently doesn't realize there's no behind-the-scenes justice for the exploited bear. Wild animals are often torn away from their mothers as infants and thrown into a life in which trainers use cruel techniques such as food deprivation, electric shocks, and chaining to force them to perform. He gave the bear a freaking cookie. Get over yourselves. All right. Our next story is that great horned owl is recovering at an Arizona sanctuary after ending up with its head stuck in the front grill of a truck that it flew into on an Arizona highway last week. Mike and Annette Hansen were driving home when they heard the sound of some kind of an impact outside their vehicle. They pulled over immediately and found the owl trying to wrestle its head out of the grill. They stopped when they determined they were causing the owl stress and contacted Liberty Wildlife. They sent rescuers, got the owl out. It did not have any serious injuries, but they will be keeping it for observation and testing before releasing it back into the wild. Sounds like one of those commercials for, what's the insurance?
Dum-da-dum-dum. Farmers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that series of commercials.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
And Harvard Law in Massachusetts sent a message to students with an unusual request. Please don't feed the loose bird in the library. Visitors to the law school library reported seeing a small bird flying around the stacks in recent weeks. And officials said they're working on a plan to capture and remove the academic avian. I could never have imagined writing this request, but here we go. Please don't feed the bird in the library. That just also goes to prove they'll let almost anybody into Harvard these days. All righty, it is 7:50 already. When have you, when was the last time you went to Infusion?
I went to Infusion on Thursday afternoon, and it was, the cold air was coming in, and it was still raining.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got my infusion, and I left feeling like $1 million when I left. It was great.
Yeah, they have a chiropractor there now as well that does acupuncture, right. And I am considering acupuncture.
Is that right?
Yeah, this stupid back just keeps flaring up. I mean, there's a dozen different ways you can help it, like the red light room.
seriously, this is laser light. You stand there for 12 minutes or whatever amount of time they prescribe, and you just stand there and let these lights do their work, and they rejuvenate your skin cells, but it's a very penetrating type of therapy. IV vitamin therapy, if you're finding yourself a little tired.
Amazing.
I bet a small IV would immediately set somebody up.
Oh, yeah.
With this time change adjustment, you know?
Good idea.
Just try a Myers cocktail. Or if you party too hard from Halloween through this last weekend,
yeah,
why not consider the IV they have especially for that to replenish you? Because nothing wrong with having a party, but it is very depleting. One of the first things they do, since I know the drill myself, is if you've had too much, immediately infuse your system with solutions that contain vitamins. So you start to feel human again, and you overcome that urge to go back to what put you there in the first place. You know what I mean? Little hair of the dog that bit you. Infusion offers solutions in so many different ways. There is the incredible new iAssist program, which helps reset the brain. It works. It helps people that have had neurological issues as well, including people with Parkinson's, post-stroke recovery, and others. It's all state-of-the-art, and it's all proven technology at Infusion. For a consult, call them at 296-1662. Speak to Ryan Turner or the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori. Joey loves Infusion because he does that heavy-duty yoga, and that immediately fixes up the muscles. Get your body to heal itself. 296-1662. You can study on all of these various therapies at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Coming up, we're going to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
First.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy on I-65 southbound into Montgomery, especially around 143. Use caution. We have no accidents on the interstates this morning. 231 out of Wetumpka showing a good bit of business, especially at the Northeastern Boulevard. Northeastern Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway over to Atlanta Highway. Busy, as well as Atlanta Highway and all the lights, especially Federal Drive in the Atlanta Highway. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge doing a brisk business at this hour, as well as Taylor Road and the Troy Highway inbound. No accidents to tell you about at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, our Chew the Baloney topic, and we'll do this right after 8 o'clock, will be the time change.
Yeah.
And various facts or lack of facts on things that result of the time change. And this year, I don't know why, it just seems
It's hit me more. And you know they want to go to all standard time all the time now. That's one of the big pushes.
We should do. We're only doing this for 4 months. And yeah, it's going to go by quickly. And time change again. Do we set it? I listened to Major League Baseball Network yesterday. The guy hosting the show is a former outfielder for the Colorado Rockies. He had no idea what he was doing or talking about. He's a 40-year-old man, does not know turn back, spring forward, what time zone he's in. He's the Sonny Fox of outfielders.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Ready for some good news? Good. What were you doing when you were 14 years old?
Well,
let's get out of the bathroom.
Besides that, though.
Yeah. A 14-year-old kid in Philadelphia has come up with something that could make him a multi-millionaire. Elena Gassler lives in West Grove, Pennsylvania, and not far from this guy.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because it's northeastern Pennsylvania. She came up with an invention that basically eliminates the blind spot in a car. She put a tiny camera on the passenger side of a car right next to the windshield. Then she linked it to a projector installed inside the car that projects live video onto the blind spot.
Ah.
There's a video that shows how it worked, and it does seem helpful. The footage plays in real time, so it's almost like looking through the car and seeing what's outside.
I get a beep.
She entered her idea into an engineering contest called the Broadcam Masters, which is like a science fair for super smart kids. Won the grand prize of $25,000, and now car companies are looking into offering it.
I love it.
She was just trying to figure out a way to prevent so many wrecks, and now she could end up being a gazillionaire.
I used to be paranoid about changing lanes because of the blind spot, but now I got that side radar, that beep.
I know, there's still that, that helps.
It definitely helps.
But I
still have a certain apprehension.
I'm always worried that there's a car I can't see.
Yep.
Now, depending on how crowded I am in the traffic, it'll take me a good while before I change that lane.
Me too. Because
I will look, check, you know.
Even with the warning light and the audio sound now, I still am apprehensive.
Yeah, you take that second look anyway, and that's dangerous too because you're taking your eyes off what's in front of you.
Exactly.
So this little girl could be a game changer in the automotive industry, and took a 14-year-old with all the King's horses and King's men that have been making cars and reinventing the wheel for the last over 100 years. 14-year-old kid in Pennsylvania does it. Congratulations to her. That is very impressive. Fox News in two.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you're in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW whole business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topical.